West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, TLG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Harfor and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Car-Mart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.
And good evening and welcome to Springfield at Hillcrest High School. This is the Class 5 District 6 Championship girls game. And tonight it'll be basically what you're looking at is quite possibly the state championship game. Number 1 Marshfield against number 2 West Plains. And they're the top 2 seeds in the start of it. And this is the game that people wanted to see. I think even from the Marshfield side, it's such a good matchup between West Plains and Marshfield every time they play. And this season, Marshfield has won twice against West Plains, 51-42 in the Pink and White tournament around Christmas. And then just a few weeks ago at Marshfield, the Lady Jays won in double overtime, 69-67, and made a desperation shot at the end of the first overtime, a long shot that sent it to the double overtime, which eventually Marshfield won. But West Plains comes in with a 19-9 mark. Marshfield is 25-3. West Plains was able to post a solid win over McDonald County the other night. Didn't play exceptionally well, but won 60-39. And of course, they won in a huge blowout against Central in the first round, 70-18. Marshfield has not had very many problems. They won in the opening round in a huge blowout and then defeated Willard in the semifinals on Wednesday night. But the thing about Marshfield and the primary thing about Marshfield is you have to figure out how you're going to control number 21, Peyton Ward. She is an all-state player. She is a junior. She has been a starter for this team, actually, since she came up as a freshman. And she is a problem. She not only has that size inside, but she can step out and she can shoot the three as well. This ought to be a super ball game. It's Marshfield number 1 against number 2 West Plains. We're back in 3 minutes with the starters on KDY.
There are a lot of places you can buy appliances these days, and at Hawkins Home and Lawn, we want to be your first stop. We are locally owned and operated, which does matter. We service what we sell, and that matters too. Plus, we offer Price Match Plus, and that matters to your pocketbook. Stop in today at West Plains and in Mountain Grove stores, or shop online at HawkinsHomeandLawn.com because Hawkins, you matter to us.
Best brands, best service since 67.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
Are you needing to sell your real estate? Seek help today from the professional realtors at Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty. Their agents have decades of combined experience and are experts in all areas of real estate, including commercial real estate, farms, new construction, and of course, residential. So if you're looking to sell, turn to Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty in a new location at 740 Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
You know that West Plains Lock and Key is the place to call when you've locked yourself out of your car or lost your key. But they do so much more. If you need anything lock-related done to your home or business, West Plains Lock and Key is your expert source there, too. Give West Plains Lock and Key a call if you need locks rekeyed or changed. They can even help with safes, install keypad locks, and so much more. West Plains Lock and Key, where tradition meets technology. 256-8862. 256-8862.
Do you have assisted devices that you no longer need, such as a wheelchair, a walker, a cane, or shower chair? You can donate it to Ozark Independent Living. They will in turn give it to someone in need. It's local people helping local people. Ozark Independent Living in West Plains at 1098 Avenue, 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Ready for the starting lineups for this game between the top two teams in the state of Missouri in Class 5 here in District 6 for the championship tonight. Let's go through the starters for both basketball teams, and we will start with West Plains with a mark of 19-9. And they are coached by Christy Otter. The starting five for West Plains will be their standard five of Ainsley McWilliams, 5'6 sophomore guard, Jillian Green. Jillian is a 6-foot sophomore. Also in the starting five will be Shaylee Peterson. Shaylee is a 5'10 senior forward. Zoe Scharnhorst at a guard spot. She is a 5'6 senior. And Lucy Haper, a 5'8 senior, rounds out starting five. And Zoe Shrub, as usual, will play a lot tonight. Starting five for Marshfield. Quinn Aldridge is a 5'9 senior. She is a good, good player. This is not just a one-person team. Isabella Cherney is 5'9 sophomore. Kendall Dolan is a 5'10 junior. Tilly Greenfield, a 5'7 senior. And their main player, Peyton Ward, a 6'2. She's listed as a guard. She can play anywhere on the floor. She is a junior. And we are ready to roll. Big crowd here. Lots of West Plains people. Ton of Marshfield people here. And they're right down below us, so you'll hear them easily. Here's the tip. One, start the game by Marshfield, and this game is underway. Jays will be the home team on the scoreboard. They're in the white with blue. West Plains in the traveling red. Backdoor cut. Good feed down the middle. Layup no good. Missed, dipped out of bounds. West Plains falls right off the bat. Marshfield missed a gimme. I mean, an easy layup. And tipped it out of bounds, and it'll go to West Plains for the first time tonight. Here's Ainsley McWilliams. Needs help. Gets it out to the point. Alley-oop inside, bad pass, fumble, picked up inside, and Lucy Hafer up for the shot, fouled, and she'll shoot two. Kelly Greenfield with a foul, the first of the ball game in the act of shooting. Lucy Hafer will go to the line. Marshfield is coached by Trish Marsh. Lucy Hafer at the line, first try is around and out, no good. Lucy has one more chance to give West Plains the first lead of the ball game. And she does. One out of two, 1-0 West Plains. 30 seconds into this game, which if these two teams played in Columbia in the final game of the season, it's 1-2, and that's what you hope to see. The top two play each other. Peyton Ward, left elbow, forces up a shot, way off the mark. Tipped out long. Ward got it back. She'll lean in. She'll shoot with the left hand. That's up and good. Look for Peyton Ward to shoot a lot tonight. Big player, big game. Here's a left-hand layup. No good by Lucy Hafer. She forced her way to the basket. Taken back the other way in the left corner. Catch and shoot. Aldridge, three. In and out. Rebound. No one went after it. Picked up by Marshfield. Back out front. This is Quinn Aldridge. Circle back out front with the basketball. with Isabella Cherney. Ball locked out of bounds, and it'll stay with Marshfield. We've played a minute and a half of the championship game. It's inbound in the corner, and Marshfield with it. Ward over a high screen at the right point. Ball fake, step in. 15-foot shot is off the back iron. Rebound to Jillian Green, and West Plains comes back with it. Down by one. Pass right corner. Wide open. Zoe with a three. That's short. That ball will go out of bounds and go back to Marshfield. Jays bring the ball up court with a 2-1 score. At the right elbow, they look for Ward. She gets it at the point. Jumps off the screen, forces a jump shot. That's an air ball, tipped out of bounds. And it's going to be a last touch by West Plains. Ward normally doesn't. She gets her stuff pretty easy in the course of a game, but she is really, really looking to get the ball and shoot the ball here in the early going. Cross-court, bad pass. Stolen, Jillian Green with it. Marshfield with a turnover, and now Ainsley McWilliams to the left side. Shaylee Peterson puts it on the floor to the left corner, curling over the top. Zoe, she is bumped, and that'll be a foul on Marshfield. And that will be a quick second foul on Tilly Greenfield. So they're going to have to go to the bench here. They couldn't get her out of the game before she picked up that second foul. Here's the inbound play from underneath. Jillian will throw it in. Way out front, Shaylee Peterson with it. Little dribble to the right, hand the ball off. Now back to the corner, Shaylee. Backs down, back to the point. Ainsley McWilliams. Jillian Green spins to the middle, open. 12-foot jump shot, back iron, comes off to the left. And it's rebounded there by Marshfield. And now ball lost in the backcourt, picked up by the Jays. Isabella Cherney. Cherney dribbles over to the right point. Marshfield doesn't really know what they're doing right now. They get the ball out to the top of the circle. Bounce inside. Bad pass. Stolen away again. West Plains with another turnover. That's the third. And now to the right corner. Here's a three in the air. No good, but a foul on the shot. And Zoe Charnhorst got clipped on the shot, clearly, by Quinn Aldridge. And that'll be worth three shots. Paris Peacock in the lineup for Marshfield right now. First try, no good by Zoe Charnhorst. She'll get two more tries. West Plains, you have to make a field goal. It's just 2-1. Second try, shins off. No good. Third try, as Zoe tries to salvage one out of three here and tie the game at two. 4:42 to go in the first quarter, and number three is good. Tie game at two. If a team gets to 60 in this game, probably going to win. Here's Peyton Ward dribbling through defenders, and now a reach-in foul will be called on West Plains. That's on Zoe Charnhorst. That'll be her first foul. Inbound play. They lob it out front. Kendall Dolan. Now a drive to the left wing. Ball faked by Peacock. She'll step through and shoot. Got it blocked. And now stepped out of bounds as she got it back off the block by Jillian. And that's already four turnovers on Marshfield here in the early going. Julia Willard will check in. I'm sorry, that'll be Zoe Shrub checking in for West Plains. And boy, was she hot Wednesday night. Man, let's see if she can get open here. And they'll be watching her close. Here she is, long three, left side partially blocked on the shot. That goes out of bounds. Should be. Now, why are they saying that that's Marshfield's ball? The ball was obviously blocked. No one else touched it.
That is really poor. Goes back to Marshfield. I guess they thought Zoe couldn't get it there anyway. Well, the ball was about 5 feet short. She's better than that. At the point, Ward wanted to shoot a three, dribbles to the left elbow. Cross court pass on the wing, a three with the left hand is good. That was Miley Austin with her first basket of the game. 5-2 ball game. Ainsley. Jillian Green with it. She'll drive to the baseline, put up the shot off the board, won't go. Ward gets the rebound from Marshfield. They kick it out and they'll push it a little bit. Back out front. Dolan drives in, left hand runner off the board. It's good. Kendall Dolan makes it 7-2 with 3:10 to go in the quarter. West Plains still has not made a field goal. Man-to-man by Marshfield. Zoe Scharnhorst nearly lost the ball. Got it over to Ainsley. Ainsley steps over. Shoots a three from the right point. No good. Too hard. Ball comes off. And again, Peyton Ward. Front court, left side. Jab step. Shot off the side iron. No good. But stepped out and picked up by Marshfield. Ward on the right side. Dolan hands it off. Behind the back dribble, kick it back to the corner. Dolan, wide open three. It's going to be off the mark. Rebound on the weak side, Jillian Green. West Plains back in the red. Just need to make a shot, loosen things up a little bit here. Here's Ainsley with it. Looks back door, not open. Now they'll hand the ball off to Zoe Shrub. She'll curl over the top. Puts up a 10-foot runner. It's no good. Ball hits the deck on the rebound. Picked up on the far side by Isabella Cherney. Down the middle of the floor. Lob it up ahead. Good pass. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. Jillian Green on the block that time on Miley Austin, but she also got a lot of Miley. And so we'll get a timeout, full timeout on the court with 2:03 to play in the first quarter. Marshfield. With a 5-point lead early, 7-2. Back in a minute on KDY.
So, you need extra storage, a new man cave, a she shed, or a tiny home. Get to Graceland Portable Buildings just north of West Plains on Highway 63. From small to large or custom builds, Graceland Portable Buildings has you covered. Their buildings are built with the highest quality, like pressure-treated walls and floors. No one else does that. Oh, and don't forget, free delivery within 50 miles. Visit us online at GracelandWP.com or on Facebook at Graceland of West Plains.
Is it time to clean out the garage or storage building? If so, consider donating unneeded items to the Habitat Restore in West Plains. The Habitat Restore will in turn sell your items at a low price to someone who likes it. Great idea, right? The items you donate are tax deductible, and when they are sold, all the money goes toward building a new home for a family in need. The Habitat Restore at 1109 Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, helping families one home at a time.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Back to play, 2:03 to go in the first quarter. We have a live stream, which you got to pay for tonight. And for the first time, Mason Cockrum is in control of all this stuff. As we come back to play, it will be thrown in. No, it won't. It'll be a shot. And it will be Miley Houston at the line to shoot. First try, good. 8-2, Marshfield off to a good start here. Second try for the left-hand shooter is good. 9-2, 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Don't want to get in too deep a hole. Here's Shaylee Peterson at the free throw line. She's guarded by Ward. Lost the ball, got it back, and now a reach in. We'll get a jump ball, and it'll be West Plains ball. Sometimes, and West Plains looks a little bit flat here early in the game. But a lot of the time, the reason for that has something to do with the team you're playing. And Marshfield is They're tough. 25 out of 28 wins. Or 25 wins out of 28 games. Inbound play out front. Over on the left side, Lucy Hafer. Back to the right point. Ainsley fires at three, and it's good. She didn't think about that one. She got it, shot it, three. 9-5 game. That'll loosen things up a little bit. Marshfield at the elbow. They'll turn in the middle. Aldridge turns, bases, shoots, and scores. Quinn Aldridge, first basket. And after Ward, she is their best player. Ainsley drives the lane, goes up, got blocked from behind, out of bounds. Blocked by Cherney, and it'll stay with West Plains. I would expect, because Ward can only guard one person. If Shaylee Peterson can get open inside, she steps out, shoots a two, that's way off the mark. Rebound long to the corner, chased down, and controlled now by Peyton Ward. Up the left sideline, bad pass. It's caught, though. Aldridge three, it's around and good. That was just this close to a turnover, and sets a three. 14-5, under a minute to go. High screen left. Ainsley's got another three. That's up, and that's in and out. Tipped over, picked up by Lucy Hafer. And West Plains will reset their offense. 40 seconds to go. Number one, Marshfield, 14. Number two, West Plains, 5. First quarter. They run the pick and roll left. And West Plains just can't get anything moving right now. Out to Zoe Shrug. She'll curl over, kick it to the far right corner. Shaylee Peterson, 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Bounce over. Jillian drives in. Right hand reverse. No good. She tried the right hand reverse on the left side and spun it off the rim. And now here's Ward with 8 seconds. And if they score here at the horn, you'll hear this place erupt right down here below me. In the corner. Ball fake. Step over. Peacock at the horn. Good. All Marshfield. 16-5 after one. Back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
Back to the court and Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
One quarter in, three to go. It's 16-5. Marshfield with the lead. And it'll be played in at midcourt. Peyton Ward throws it inbounds to Isabella Cherney. Down the lane, bounce across, open, layup, no good. Rebound, Shaylee Peterson. Get that ball to the basket here. Ainsley on the right side. Over a high screen. Dribbles over. Zoe Scharnhorst will hand off Lucy Hafer. She'll pull it back. Hands off to Zoe. Out front, Jillian Green. Lob over the top. Threw it out of bounds. She's trying to get it to Shaylee Peterson, but that pass was about 10 feet too far. Marshfield on offense. Reach in on Jillian Green. Out front, that'll be her first foul. Oops, that's two. That one earlier, I thought was on Zoe Scharnhorst. Evidently was on Jillian, and she goes out of the ballgame. Delaney Wahomie comes in for her. So Jillian Green on the bench, down 11. Ward out front. Step back by Aldridge for a three. No good. Rebound to the far corner. Picked up by Ainsley. Ainsley McWilliams brings it up on the dribble. Gets it to Zoe Scharnhorst. Right side. Lucy Hafer has it. Screen to the left. Goes that way. Curls over the top. Down the lane. Back outside. One bounce and a shot by Ainsley. And it's no good. Rebound long. Shaylee Peterson chases it down. We need to get the ball to Shaylee down on the low block. And West Plains is really having a hard time running their offense. Marshfield's defense is really controlling things. Paper lobs over the top, threw it away again. Out of bounds. Zoe Shrub in for Lucy Hafer with 6:29 to go in the half. West Plains had better get it going pretty soon because those taillights are going to get a little bit dim, especially if Marshfield gets hot, which luckily they haven't so far, and they're already up 11. On the right sideline, now in the corner, driving baseline, wraparound pass, layup is no good. Rebound, Delaney Wahome. As she pulls away the miss by Josie Desha. Bounce pass out front, Shaylee Peterson, right wing. Zoe, three is good. Zoe Scharnhorst with the second field goal for West Plains, down by 8, 16-8. Now out front, Ward fell, got it to Dolan. She'll drive the left baseline. She'll be fouled by Delaney Wahome. And that comes at 5:45. And Ward will throw the ball in for the Jays. Looks down low. Bad pass thrown in and taken away by Delaney Wahome. Ainsley at the point. Guarded by Peacock. Screen goes to the left and the right. Dribble, dribble, dribble. We need to pass the ball, move the ball, and get people moving. Shaylee Peterson at the elbow, curls over, goes up high off the board, no good. Rebounded by Ward, and here she comes back, lob up ahead. Peacock drives in, lays it up and good. Three, way out by Ainsley, no good. Rebound is tipped over, and a foul on Delaney Wahome over the back. The problem right now for West Plains, they're really struggling to get looks at the basket. This zone by Marshfield matches up, and they're not giving open shots on the perimeter at all. If you get an open shot, you're going to step about 5 feet back from the line. On the right side, curling to the baseline. Kick it to the far left corner. Ball almost thrown away, picked up by Dolan. She'll go in. She'll shoot it. She missed it. And the rebound, Ainsley has it. Take it all the way in. She does. She pulls up. 10-footer off the board. No good. Too hard. And rebounded by Ward. And now a late whistle and a reach-in foul. Ainsley with a foul, her first. 4:28 to go in the first half. West Plains still sitting on 8 points. Marshfield back driving left hand, no good. And a late whistle, another foul call. That'll be on Lucy Hafer. West Plains is playing straight up man to man. Marshfield is playing zone. And Marshfield is getting to the basket over and over again. And the shooter here is Miley Austin. She'll shoot with the left hand again. Good. She has 6. 19-8. And no good. This one rattles in and out. Daley Peterson up the right side to Ainsley. 19-8 score in the right corner. Lucy Hafer curls over, drives in, left-hand layup, no good. But she got fouled on the drive. Good aggressive play by Lucy that time. Harris Peacock picks up her first foul. And that is the first foul of the quarter against Marshfield. 4:08 to go in the half. Inbound play. Jillian Green is back in the game for Shaley. Lucy Hafer dribbles in, gets cut off. To the corner, Jillian, and we get a whistle. And another foul call on Marshfield. Pushing foul. That is the second foul on Paris Peacock. Inbound play, drive. Lucy Hafer puts it up and good. Down the right side of the key, just above that defender's attempted block. 19-10. Ward, left side, pulls up, shoots off the lip of the rim, no good. Rebound, Jillian Green. Up the right side, Zoe, catch and shoot for a three. It's off the lip of the rim, no good. Rebound by Cherney for Marshfield. A little pressure in the backcourt. We show a little bit of life here in the last minute. Ward, backdoor pass. Dolan, baseline double team, and she'll be tied up. And that ball goes back to West Plains. 3:25 to go in the half. You know, it's just a nine-point game, and it just feels like Marshfield is dominated because West Plains just haven't been able to score. But you're just a couple of buckets away from this game looking completely different. Timeout on the floor. It'll be a 30-second timeout, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner's Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
19-10 score with 3 minutes 25 seconds left in the first half. This is the Class 5 District 6 championship game between the top two teams in the state. Number one, Marshfield. Number two, West Plains. West Plains gets the ball after the timeout, down by 9. Ainsley to the right, to the point. Zoe Shrub down the key, cut off, circles to the corner. Lob pass to the free throw line. Jillian, 17-footer, is no good. Rebound saved, and West Plains gets it back. Great hustle by Zoe Shark. Jillian Green drives the lane, puts up a really bad off-balance shot. Had some good body contact, but nothing. And the rebound to Marshfield. Now they throw the ball away at the other end again. Ainsley waits for teammates, and they set up. Lucy down the key, pump fake, fall away from 12 is no good. Marshfield with Quinn Aldridge and a foul in the backcourt on Ainsley McWilliams. So it's bonus time for Marshfield. Quinn Aldridge will go to the line. West Plains has, in the first 14 minutes of the first half. And the first free throw is good by Quinn Aldridge. She has 6 points and gets one more. In the first 14 minutes of this ball game, West Plains has made 3 field goals. 1, 2, 3. That's it. Next try is good. Now it's an 11-point game again, 21-10. Ainsley dribbles over, gets the ball to Zoe Scharnhorst. Dribbles to the corner. Backdoor cut. Ainsley lost it out of bounds. Pass is too high. She couldn't get to it. And West Plains throws the ball away again. That's her fourth turnover And the third time we've thrown it away, throwing the ball in the air high to the baseline at the offensive end. Marshfield will take it all the way down the lane. We'll get a whistle and a foul, man check foul call on West Plains with 2:07 to go in the half. Jaylee Peterson's first foul. Delaney Wahome and Ainsley McWilliams each have two for West Plains. More free throws, and the first try here is no good. Next try is good. Back in the front court. Down the key, drive, no good, but a foul will be called. Ainsley McWilliams took it right at two defenders that time and got the foul call. Fouls on Isabella Cherney for Marshfield. First try is good. One more try for Ainsley. We're down to 1:58 to go in the first half. And no good. And rebounded by the Jays, Miley Austin up the left side. Long pass ahead to the corner. Aldridge pushes off, back out front on the left wing. Peyton Ward dribbling against Lucy Hafer. Backs in, elbows, turns, left hand off the board, no good. Rebound, Lucy Hafer, good defense, really good defense. Kept between her and the bucket. Pass inside, and Ward knocks it away. And Marshfield with a steal. Pass underneath, wide open, layup good. Isabella Turney. 24-11. Ainsley dribbles to the left elbow, hands Zoe, 17-foot shot is in the air, no good. Taken down by Marshfield. They come back with 1:05 to go, up 13, long pass ahead underneath, ball partially blocked, and West Plains comes away with it. Jillian Green came up from behind to get the block. We need to get the ball into the middle. Well, they're playing straight man-to-man now. Here's the three left side. Zoe airball out of bounds. 46 seconds to go in the half. I can't decide if we're playing tight or playing flat. Either way, it's not been very good. 24-11, down to 37 seconds to go in the half. Up front, stolen. Zoe Scharnhorst. She'll take it coast-to-coast. Goes in and got it. Blocked, but there's a reach-in foul there. Had to be. As she went up to shoot the ball, Ward got a hand across, knocked it away. And I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, that's a foul, and I don't care who the players involved are. If I'm Christy Otter, I'm doing just what she's doing. He's got an official over there in his ear, and she is giving him the lowdown. At the line, Marshfield with another free throw attempt and a miss. No good. Kendall Dolan at the line with one more. Marshfield up 24-11. They've only made two field goals in this quarter, but they already had a padded lead going in. Here's the next try. Good. Up the left side, Ainsley beats him on the dribble, out to the corner. Zoe curls over the top, 10-foot shot. Good foul to play, basket count. Zoe Scharnhorst worked off that pass from Ainsley the other direction. Got wide open in the lane from 10 feet, knocked it in. She'll get a free throw to go with it, 25-13. Zoe, up, good. 25-14, last possession of the half. Peyton Ward has it. She'll dribble down, hand the ball off. Now to the point. Shirley will reverse field, down to 7 seconds. Push off that. Why is that not an offensive foul? Man alive. I hate to rip on officiating, but that was a forearm shiver and just knocked Zoe out of the way. And instead, she gets the pleasure of her second foul. Isabella Cherney, free throw, good. One more try with 7 seconds left. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by Marshfield. Pass across. Fumbled away. Picked up in the corner, and they can't get a shot away, and that's the end of the first half. 26-14, Marshfield with the lead. And we'll take a 3-minute break and come back in a moment on KDY.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
Do you need help living independently? Look no further than Ozark Independent Living in West Plains. Ozark Independent Living provides help with consumer-directed services, where you choose the services you need and the people to help. You are the boss with Ozark Independent Living at 109 8th Avenue in West Plains. 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service, all at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
This is Ginger with Miller Satellite and Home Store. If you're needing affordable and reliable internet, then we have a package for you. Give us a call today at 417-255-1972 and ask about our new HughesNet Lite plan for only $49.99 a month with a $10 savings a month for the first 12 months and only a one-year contract. Once again, that's Miller Satellite and Home Store, 417-255-1972, or check us out online at millersat.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
26-14, Marshfield leads at halftime against West Plains in the District 6 Class 5 Championship here at Springfield Hillcrest. The winner of this game will play 1 week from tonight at Boswell Auditorium at Lebanon High School. And that will be against either Jefferson City Helias or Capital City. Here at the half, it's 26-14. West Plains started cold, and they never really warmed up in the first half. Held to 4 field goals in the first half. 1 in the first quarter, and they were down 16-5 after 1. West Plains has forced a bunch of turnovers by Marshfield. They have 8. West Plains has 4. But Marshfield's defense has really prohibited the Lady Zizzers from getting much of anything at the offensive end. In fact, you take the three leading scorers for West Plains, Ainsley McWilliams, Jillian Green, and Shaylee Peterson. Now, between those three, at halftime, normally you're looking probably at, what, 20 points, 20, 25 points between the three of them? At halftime of this game, they have four, and Ainsley has all four. Jillian Green hasn't scored. Shaylee Peterson hasn't scored. And they have really done, defensively, a masterful job of holding West Plains down. In the first half, Ainsley has four. Zoe has seven. Zoe Scharnhorst, Lucy Hafer, with 3 points. Marshfield's leading scorer, Quinn Aldridge, has seven. Miley Austin off the bench has six. Their big scorer, Peyton Ward, has two. And she started the game off looking to shoot the ball almost every time down. But when she stopped doing that, Marshfield was able to get control of the game. And here at the break, it's 26-14. We'll take another 3-minute timeout. Back with the second half coming up next here on Hot Country KDY.
So, you need extra storage, a new man cave, a she shed, or a tiny home. Get to Graceland Portable Buildings just north of West Plains on Highway 63. From small to large or custom builds, Graceland Portable Buildings has you covered. Their buildings are built with the highest quality, like pressure-treated walls and floors. No one else does that. Oh, and don't forget, free delivery within 50 miles. Visit us online at GracelandWP.com or on Facebook at Graceland of West Plains.
Dan and the Weather Center taking a look at the 10-day forecast. Chances for severe weather tonight and likely a second round on Tuesday. For the most part, temperatures look pretty warm. I don't see any temperatures getting down too low. Maybe tomorrow night as we get down to around 37. Then we'll get down to around that same amount on Wednesday of next week. But for the most part, I'm seeing high temperatures in the 60s and 70s and lows anywhere from the upper 30s to the 60s.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
Across the country, drivers are reaping the rewards of safer driving with State Farm. That's because they're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm and getting 10% just by signing up, plus up to an additional 30% down the road for safe driving. How about you? Are you ready to drive safe and save? Call me, Justin Shelby, State Farm, in West Plains and in Houston to learn more today.
Beller Construction is a family-owned and operated company serving the Southern Missouri area. They provide various construction services from the smallest remodel to custom-built homes, all at a competitive price. Feller Construction of West Plains would be honored to be your builders for all your building needs. Contact Feller Construction at 417-257-7275 to schedule your project today.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Back at Hillcrest High School, and for Dylan's benefit, Dylan Groves is engineering the broadcast tonight. Neither team has come out, so we're going to have just a little bit extra time, it looks like, before we start the second half. They better hurry up. They're getting ready to hit the horn. Neither team has come out to warm up for the second half. So let's go ahead and do that. We'll take a 1 minute break here. Second half coming up next year on Hot Country KDY.
You never know when we may have a big ice storm. In the Ozarks, it could happen any time during the winter months. Butler Heating and Air can install a whole house Generac generator to ease your mind and keep your house cozy warm just in case it happens. Give them a call today for a free estimate for a reliable Generac generator.
BHA, Butler Heating and Air. Call 256-7984.
Building lasting relationships, one customer at a time.
Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota have been helping people around the farm for over 40 years. You can get the job done and get it done right with the Kubota L-Series line of tractors, like the L2501 all the way to the L4701. See the powerful Kubota L-Series tractors assembled here in the USA at Edgler and Harper.
Hi, this is Charlene Smith. Remember, we are two names you can trust, Edgler and Harper and Kubota, Mountain Grove and West Plains.
Back to the court and Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Minutes from one of these teams going to the state class 5 basketball tournament. Marshfield with their 25-3 record and number one ranking comes out starting second half with a 12-point lead, and they'll have the ball. West Plains starting five will be out there to start. Ainsley, Lucy, Jillian, Chaley, and Zoe for West Plains. Here we go. Neither team shot at halftime. Both stayed downstairs the entire time. Lob pass down low, Ward to the corner. Open shot, Aldridge three. It's in and out. Rebound comes off. West Plains has it, and Shaley Peterson. And a jump ball call. And it'll go back to West Plains. Scissors come back with a chance to make this 10-point game, maybe 9. In the right corner, Zoe Scharnhorst. To the point, Lucy Hafer drives over and pulls up, shoots off the board, and good. That was a 2. Lucy from the left side. 26-16. Ward at the left wing. Drives to the left side, puts up a tough left-hand shot, no good. Rebound, fought for and picked up by Marshfield. Down the corner, here's a shot, no good. Blocked off, and another reach in. They're on call, jump ball, they are. Ward reached in and wrapped her up, and Marshfield gets it back. Underneath, Marshfield plays it, lobs it out front. Ward catches, dribbles in, dishes it over, layup good. Good feed to Tilly Greenfield with the lay-in. 28-16. Lucy Hafer to the right corner to Ainsley. Goes to her left out front to the left side of the floor. Jillian Green now. Ainsley McWilliams to Lucy. Minute and a half played in the third. Hook pass inside. Good feed. And the layup no good by Shaley, but a foul on Ward reaching over to block that shot. And that'll be her first foul. Ooh, her second foul. So 2 on Peyton Ward, 28-16, and the shooter, Shaley Peterson. And first try good. That's Shaley's first point of the ball game, and Jillian Green still hasn't scored. Next try is good. Shaley makes it a 10-point game. Now full court pressure by West Plains. Let's see if we can make something happen here. Now in the back court, ball fumbled away, picked up by Aldridge. Gets it in the front court to the corner, picks up the dribble, takes a handoff, cross court pass over. And now down the key, a drive, no good. Ball partially blocked, picked up by Shaley Peterson. And West Plains back off the miss by Isabella Cherney. Down the front court, left side, it's Lucy Hafer. Right point, right corner. Jillian needs to get to the basket. Pump fake, leans in, shoots, and no good. But she got fouled, and she'll shoot 2. And that'll be all Ward. That'll be her third. Maiden Ward gets her third foul, so now it gets interesting. There's still 6 minutes left in this quarter, plus a whole fourth. First free throw is good by Jillian Green. And I mean, with Ward going out of the ball game, 28-19, West Plains on offense. We just need to pound the ball inside like sand in a rat hole. Next one is good. Jillian has 2 points. And now ball out of bounds, deflected out of bounds. And it's going to stay, it looks like, with Marshfield. 28-20. So their all-stater is on the bench with three fouls. Inbound play. Let's see how they stand up without her. Pass across the floor. Wraparound pass through the middle. Peacock trap. Back outside. Right wing. Three ball. Good. Left wing, Zoe Charnhorse with a three. No good. Rebound on the weak side. And back come Marshfield and a steal. Shaylee Peterson takes it away. Up the right sideline. Circles out, back outside. Ainsley with a three, and it's no good. Rebound, Lucy Hafer with a good block off. Back to the corner underneath, and there's the pass in. That's exactly what West Plains needs to do right there. Lucy found Shaylee, posted up on Paris Peacock on the block and got it to her quick, and that'll be a third foul, I think, on Peacock, and it will be. Keep pounding it inside. Shaylee with it. Lucy Hafer underneath. Jillian, ball fumble. She got it back. Turns, fall away jumper from 10 is good. Jillian Green makes it a 9-point game. Front court, down the key. Aldridge spins in, got away with a walk, laid it up, no good. Blocking foul on West Plains. Aldridge had stopped her dribble in the lane, established her pivot foot, and then when she moved that pivot foot, that should have been a travel, but not tonight. Free throw number one, good. Quinn Aldridge at the line makes it 32-22. And here's the other thing. Next one, good. The energy you expend trying to catch up in a game takes a toll late. Right now, it's 11, 33-22. Jillian Green, 17-footer straight on. Good. Top of the circle. So with Ward out, Jillian getting an open look there. And now 33-24. Front court. Right wing, they're going to fire another three, and that's no good. Rebound on the weak side. Aldridge back to the point. Ball faked by Cherney. Back to the left corner. Long three is up. No good. Long rebound. Lucy Hafer chased it down, and she had it stolen from behind. Step through. Cherney, layup good. Zoe Scharnhorst on the left side. Jillian Green shoots a three, and it's no good. Rebound long. Tipped out, picked up by West Plains. Layup, Shaylee Peterson, good. Shaylee with four and a half, 35-26. Now Marshfield, trying to entice them to push the ball a little bit, but they're being very careful. On the left baseline, up and around shot is off the bottom of the backboard by Aldridge, no good. West Plains comes back. To the far corner, Ainsley steps over, can't get open, down the corner. And now a holding foul on a reach in, and that'll be on Kendall Dolan. The thing about Ainsley is she is a terrific shooter, and she has really great range. But Ainsley does not shoot a jump shot. She shoots a set shot, and she brings the ball down to her waist when she shoots. That's why when you pressure her ultra hard, it is hard for her to get a shot off sometimes. And that's been the case again tonight, much like it was against Stratford toward the end of the regular season. They're not going to wait. They're going to put Ward back in with a 9-point lead and 3:28 to go in the quarter. She comes back in with three fouls. Take it right at her. Lucy Hafer. Shaylee Peterson being guarded by Ward. Dribbles over, steps back, shoots a three from the wing. No good. Rebound long. Ward has it. You're not going to get a fourth foul shooting jump shots over her. Bounce pass across on the break. Shot blocked away by Shaley. Saved. And now West Plains comes away with it with Lucy Hafer. And we'll get a jump ball call. West Plains ball. The halftime gap was 12 points. 9 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ainsley McWilliams curls over, pressuring her very tight. Cherney guarding her. Paper into the block. Jillian puts it up off the board, spins off, no good, tipped out, picked up by Marshfield. Left wing three is launched and no good. Underneath, rebounded by West Plains. Jillian Green had it stolen. Put up, no good, foul the play. Jillian Green just got her first foul. Miley Austin, the free throw shooter. First try, good. .36-26 and good again. .37-26. Bad pass, deflected, picked up by Shaley Peterson. Spins to the basket. What a good drop set move. Laid it up and in. Jillian and Shaley didn't score at all in the first half. They're scoring now. Each have 6. Ward, whistle, and a foul call again. Ainsley McWilliams is bodying up with Ward as she got in the paint. And that'll be the third foul. That's actually on Zoe Charnhorst, her third foul. Ward plays it in. 2 minutes to go in the third. West Plains has trimmed 3 off the halftime lead. Down the key all the way to the baseline. Cherney gives it inside. Austin lays it high off the board and good. .39-28. Ainsley McWilliams at the free throw line. Timeout, West Plains. 1:36 to go with third. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
To 28 is the score here in the third quarter. Championship game in Springfield at Hillcrest High School for Class 5 District 6 girls. Number 1, Marshfield with the lead of 11 over West Plains. Marshfield's defense established tempo for this game in the first half by really choking off West Plains' offense, holding them to 14 points in the first half. Here in the second, it's loosened up a little bit more. Peyton Ward, their All-State post player, 6'1", has 3 fouls. She's back in the game now. Or is she? Nope, they took her out again. Zoe Scharnhorst, lob pass inside, high post, down low, good feed, layup is good by Jillian Green. They played a little high-low basketball there. And Jillian now with 8 in the quarter. 39-30. We've got to get some stops, though, and we have to get rebounds. We have lost 2 or 3 rebounds that we had in hand. Pick and roll inside. Austin lays it up. No good. And the rebound to Ainsley gets it over to Shaley. Under a minute to go in the quarter. Ainsley McWilliams. Crossover. Gets to the basket. Goes up with a left hand. No good. Just threw it up there and didn't get a call. And now Marshfield comes back. Austin down the key. Her shot partially blocked and stepped out of bounds. And she touched it last. It'll go back to West Plains. 37 seconds. In the front court, West Plains with the basketball. Zoe Shrub in, drives the key, puts it up, no good. Rebound out to Zoe Scharnhorst, steps through, puts it up off the board, and good. Zoe's been a lifesaver keeping West Plains in the game, 39-32. At the right elbow, out on the wing to the corner. Wide open three ball is up and good. Desha with her first field goal. Now down the other end. A turn, a shot by Jillian. No good, but a foul. And who will that be on? That will be on the player who just made the shot, Josie Desha. Her first, it's in the act of shooting. 10-point game, 42-32. Jillian Green to shoot two. First try is good. I still can't get over the fact Marshfield held Jillian and Shaley both scoreless in the first half. Here in the second, they're trying to make up for it. She makes the second free throw. Jillian now has 10, and now a shot at the horn at the end of the third is no good. And we go to the fourth with an 8-point difference. Marshfield, 42, West Plains, 34, back in 1 minute on KDY.
Planning a private party, bar, four, and more. Restaurant and Family Fun Center, a country club for all, is the place. Reserve a private room with a private server. Get four pizzas and drinks for one low price. Play indoor golf and get an armband for the arcade. Check their brand new salad bar out. That's full of goodies. Bar, four, and more Restaurant and Family Center. 2 miles past Walmart on the left in West Plains.
You know that West Plains Lock and Key is the place to call when you've locked yourself out of your car or lost your key. But they do so much more. If you need anything lock-related done to your home or business, West Plains Lock and Key is your expert source there, too. Give West Plains Lock and Key a call if you need locks rekeyed or changed. They can even help with safes, install keypad locks, and so much more. West Plains Lock and Key, where tradition meets technology. 256-8862. 256-8862.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
In the first half, Jillian Green and Shaley Peterson didn't score for West Plains at all. And those two scored all the points in the third quarter, except for a two by Lucy Hafer. And West Plains, who scored 5 points in the first quarter, 14 for the half, scored 20 points in the third. So, who goes on to play next Friday night? We'll find out here. Should know in about 15 minutes. Marshfield basketball at midcourt. And it's always the last 8 minutes when you're behind in the fourth quarter, when you're a senior especially. So let's see if West Plains can turn the burner up a little bit under Marshfield. They look back door, not open. Bounce pass to the wing. Ward has it. Dribbles it over. Now shoots a long three from the point. That's good. .45-34. Peyton Ward just made her second basket of the night. Elbow. Shaley turns. Steps back. Now in the lane, spins to the basket, goes up, got blocked, got fouled on the shot by Isabella Cherney. So that's good. Down by 11, but a foul call. That'll stop the clock from running as we try to score a couple points here. Shaley, free throw number one is in and out, no good. First miss of the second half for West Plains from the line, 10 out of 15. For the ball game. And good. 45-35. I just keep thinking, West Plains is going to get on one of these little runs somewhere. Here's the drive. Up, no good. And a blocking foul on Shaley Peterson as they took the ball hard to the basket. Looked like Shaley was in pretty good position there, but she didn't get the call and gets instead her second foul call. Really good balance by Marshfield tonight offensively. Journey at the line has 8 points. First try is shot for the three-point play is good. 46-35. No, this is screwed up. He did not. The basket did not go in on the drive. That part I didn't see. I trust the officials to know what happened. But evidently, they forgot. So let me just mark out all that in my scorebook. The first free throw is good. And now she gets a second free throw. And good. I thought I'd missed something there. Nope. It's 47-35. Jillian back over to Ainsley. Looks like Marshfield pretty much in the zone down the key. Green just scores. Foul the play. Basket counts. And she drove the right side of the lane and kind of flipped it back with her right hand off the board. So Jillian Green with the basket. Third foul on Isabella Cherney. Free throw good. Zoe Shrub out. West Plains will apply full court pressure. Peyton Ward up the right side. Catch by Desha to the right baseline. All the way in. Wraparound pass. Bad pass. Stolen away. Ainsley McWilliams picked it off. Ainsley circles outside. Shaylee Peterson. Three at the point. Jillian. Good! Uh-oh. 47-41. 6.5 to go. Marshfield takes a 30. And we're back in 30 seconds on KY.
Basketball season is here, and just like the Zizzers bring power to the court, Cape Electrical Supply brings power to your projects. Whether you're a contractor, business, or do-it-yourselfer, get the electrical supplies you need to make a slam dunk, from wiring and lighting to tools and expert advice. In West Plains and online, call 417-256-5175. Your trusted teammate, Cape Electrical Supply, powering our community one connection at a time.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Our score is 47-41. Marshfield leads, 6:31 to go in the ball game. I don't think if these two teams played each other 10 times, then in those 10 games, either team would blow the other one out. I really don't. Both really good teams. Here's the inbound play. Peyton Ward gets it in the backcourt. Plays it into Tilly Greenfield. Now, here's Ward up the left side, guarded by Zoe Scharnhorst. Ward picks up the dribble. And now we have timeout called by Marshfield again. I think they had a 5-second call getting ready to be whistled, so they avoided the turnover with the timeout there. So we'll go ahead and keep it here. Grizzly baseball team is playing this weekend up in St. Louis at Carshield Park. The Grizzly basketball team season ended last night at Park Hills. Mineral Area, the regular season champion, beat the Grizzlies last night by a final of 88-74. Here, 47-41 with 6:17 to play. Here's the inbound play. Aldridge at midcourt brings it up on Lucy Hafer to the right sideline. High screen with Ward goes that way. Curls over the top, spins to the middle. Terrible shot. Flips it up with the right hand, no good. Why she took that, who knows. Jillian Green at the point, left wing. Shaylee, big three ball. It's an air ball, and it's saved from going out of bounds. And it's going to be out off Ainsley. She tried to save it. Well, that would have been a huge moment had that ball gone in. Now up the floor against the press. Tilly lays it up and good. Front court, and now turnover on Lucy Hafer as she ran the left baseline. All right, it's an 8-point game of 5:41 to go. You can't do that anymore. No more turnovers. You just can't. If you have a chance to win, you have to take care of the ball now. Turney in the backcourt up the left side. Attacks the middle, bounces it up ahead. Layup is good. Kendall Dolan. And it's a 10-point game, 51-41. Jillian Green guarded by Ward. Drives in, goes up, and lays it up and good. And timeout, West Plains. Jillian Green with 7 in the quarter. Before the game now, she has 17 points after not scoring in the first half. This will be a full timeout. 5:19 to play. 51-43, Marshfield back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
51-43 the score. Marshfield ball in the backcourt. They have the 8-point lead. Double team pressure, now pass up the floor. And here they come, trying to break the press. They do, 3-on-1. Kick it to the right baseline. Open shot, Austin, for a 2 is good. Miley Austin with the basket. 10-point game. Zoe Scharnhorst beats the defender on the dribble. Puts up the shot. No good. Shaley up good. Foul to play. Basket counts. And Ward just got her fourth foul. Nope. They're going to give that on. They'll put that on Aldridge instead of Ward. But the basket counts. It's an 8-point game. Could be 7 if Shaley can make this one. And she does. 53-46. Just under 5 minutes to play. Aldridge out front. To the right wing. Keeps the dribble. To the right elbow. Gives it to Ward. Bumped off. Now we'll pull it back outside. She dribbles to the right, into the lane, cut off, left wing, 3 is launched and no good. Rebound to Jillian Green. I don't know why Cherney decided to take that shot. Thank you. Ainsley McWilliams now. Ainsley. Jillian curls down the lane, all the way in a layup, and she missed it. A wide open layup, and it wouldn't go in. Wow, that's bad, bad, bad luck. Now Aldridge in the front court. Bounce pass up ahead. In fact, that's the second layup Jillian's missed tonight. Ball out of bounds, but there was a whistle. Was there a timeout? There is a timeout. 4 minutes to play in the ball game with the score now. Marshfield 53, West Plains 46. And back in 30 seconds on KDY.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work, power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
53-46 is the score. Still quite a bit of time to go in the ball game, but it is so much tougher if you find yourself down by two or three possessions and you get inside of 5 minutes to play. Right now, the clock right at 4 minutes left in the ball game. You have to get stops. You can't give up any baskets. Let's see if the defense can come through here. Outside, Ward. She's going to shoot a three, and it's no good. And the rebound tipped out, and Zoe Scharnhorst. Now up to Shaylee Peterson. Shaylee to the corner. Jillian, guarded by Ward, shoots a three, and it's no good. And the rebound off to Marshfield's Kendall Dolan. We didn't have to have a three just there. I mean, you got plenty of time. Now they'll shoot another three from the left point. Good. Ainsley steps back, shoots a three, in and out. Rebound by Marshfield with 3:20 to go. Down the middle of the key. No one stops the basketball. She'll drive in and shoot and miss a layup. Lucy Hafer got fouled by Ward, but they didn't blow the whistle on that. Down in the front court, Ainsley. Left side, Jillian. Shoots and in and out. And rebound down to Marshfield. We haven't really shown very good composure here with shot selection in the last few minutes. Foul call on West Plains in the backcourt after the miss. That'll be a fourth foul on Zoe Scharnhorst. Miley Austin back to ball game. She has been really good for them tonight. She didn't start, but she has 12 points off the bench. She comes up the right side. Down the key all the way. Wrap around pass, deflected, kicked out of bounds, actually, by West Plains. 2:47 to go. And I would think, realistically, if you're going to have a chance to win the ball game, if you're West Plains, you've got to stop them here. You can't let them score. And now we get timeout, and they're going to set up an inbound play is what they're going to do. Probably try to get a backdoor pass on the opposite side. Timeout called, and we'll take a minute timeout with the score 56-46. Marshfield back in a minute on KDY.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. We switch lanes on the highway. Here's an easy way for you to switch. Switch and save with State Farm agent Justin Shelby. Start saving today. The Justin Shelby State Farm team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Justin Shelby State Farm, it's easy to switch and save. Just give us a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
2 minutes, 47 seconds left in the ball game. Marshfield is up by 10, 56-46. They have the ball under their own basket. They called timeout on that last play and decided to talk about it. So let's see if they try to set a screen on the backside here for Ward. Nope, they get it into Peacock to the corner. Aldridge in the middle, lob to the left side. Ward has it. They don't have to do anything. They're up by 10 with 2:35 to go. And a little body up foul. Jillian Green will get called for her second. Team foul number 4 on West Plains, so it'll require one more foul to get them on the line. Well, the scoreboard now says that's 4 on Jillian. In the middle, here's a drive by Cherney. Puts it up and good. Cherney from the right wing over the top. And we're in deep trouble now. Ainsley with 2:18 to go. She just can't get a shot off. Now she steps back from way outside. No good. And it's rebounded by Marshfield, and they've got this thing cinched up, it looks like. We got a foul call at midcourt. Fourth foul on Shaylee Peterson. Aldridge over the timeline, guarded by Lucy Hafer. 2 minutes to play in the game. 58-46. Pull up, 17-footer is straight on, no good. And no one went for the rebound, and it's picked up by Marshfield. Pass down low, Ward lays it up and good. 60-46. Jillian Green traveled with the basketball. No, they're going to say a jump ball. As she took it to the lane, but got evidently tied up. 1:40 to go, 60-46. Zoe Shrub in. Jillian on the low block, left side. Turns. Now can't get rid of it. Now shoots a fall away, no good, but a foul on Ward. That'll be her fourth. With 1:33 to go. So Jillian Green, who has been really good here in the second half tonight, she got 17 points. This free throw is good. Her second attempt is good. 60-48. And West Plains is going to have to start fouling. There's not enough time, really, to let this thing run down. Buck 25. If you're on foul, foul now. And there's a foul. I think Zoe Charnhorst may have just fouled out of the ball game. And she did. So the senior, Zoe Charnhorst, goes out. She'll get a really good hand from the fans behind the West Plains bench. But Zoe can know that she went out on a strong note tonight with 9 points and really kept her team in the ballgame in the first half. So there's no timeout called, but you have a minute to substitute a player. And Shaylee Peterson will check in for her. Christy Otter gives Zoe a big hug over on the sideline. That last game is tough. Don't care who you are. Free throw number one, no good by Aldridge. And she'll get one more. I fouled out of my last game, and I was really sad, but I was so tired. That's all I had energy to do was sit there and pant and try to get my breath back. Next one, good by Aldridge. It's 61-48. Ainsley drives the key, puts up a shot, no good. And, boy, she has just been held in check all night. Stratford did that, and they won by 6. Marshfield has done it here tonight, and they're winning by 13, and a foul on West Plains' Lucy Hafer. So Marshfield will play next Friday at the very attractive Boswell Auditorium in Lebanon. Free throw number one, good. They'll play a Jeff City team. Next try is good. They're not number one for nothing. 63-48. Jillian Green with a three from the right wing. In and out. Rebound. Aldridge has it. Under a minute. 15-point game. Lost at midcourt. Ainsley at the point. Goes up with a three. Got fouled. She'll shoot three. 45.9 to go. I'm not sure what Ainsley is averaging scoring on the year, but it is way below that tonight. 4 points. First free throw is good. 63-49. And good again. One more. 63-50. Zoe Shrub comes out. Lucy Hafer will come out. Shaylee Peterson out. So we're clearing the bench. Next one good. Now we'll get another sub. This will be from Marshfield. Kimber Stewart is in for West Plains. Delaney Wahomey is back in the ball game. Charlie Green is in there. 5'10 freshman. Ward dribbles out front. She'll be fouled. Now stop the clock. Ainsley McWilliams picked up the foul. It'll be her third with 30 seconds to go. And she's coming out too. Abigail Hilt will come in, 5'2 sophomore for West Plains. Free throw for Ward is good. Julia Willard, who was in momentarily as a senior, now checks back out. Lots of subbing. Now the shooter, Ward at the line. Second try is good. 65-51. This was decisive. Can't walk away from this and say, well, Marshfield got kind of lucky like they did in the second game. Can't say that. But Marshfield, clearly, is the better team. Abigail Hilt to the right corner. Ainsley, now Jillian, crossover, dribble it out of bounds, turn the ball over. 13 seconds to go, no reason to foul. 65-51 will be the final score of this game, and congratulations to the Marshfield Lady Jays. You'll hear the loud racket just below me down here. 65-51, your final score. Marshfield, district champion in Springfield. We're back to wrap it up in 30 seconds on Katie Watt.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner's Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
So let's check the scoring from the ball game as Marshfield wins it by a final of 65-51. Scoring for West Plains, 20 points tonight, all in the second half for Jillian Green. A 10-point game for Shaylee Peterson, 9 points for Zoe Charnhorst, and 7 for Ainsley McWilliams, 5 points for Lucy Hafer. Leading the way for Marshfield, they had a really good balance. Their leading scorer was Miley Austin. She didn't even start. She had 14 points. Then an all-state player, Peyton Ward. West Plains held her to 9. But there are other factors at work here. First factor, Marshfield's defense in the first half was just smothering. That plus West Plains couldn't buy a field goal. In fact, West Plains in the first half, in the first quarter, had 1 field goal and finished the half with 5. The other factor, and again it goes back to defense, Marshfield held Ainsley McWilliams to 7 points tonight, and she never really got involved in the game because she couldn't get involved because the pressure was just too much. But really, Marshfield won the game in the first half. They had a halftime lead of 26-14. That's 12 points. They end up winning the game by 14. That was a gap. Against some teams, yeah, you can get past that. Against teams that our state playoff quality teams and ranked number one in the state, that's different. Congratulations to the Marshfield Lady Jays. They go on to play next Friday at 11. West Plains season ends at 19-10. Marshfield now 26-3. Great job by Mason Cockrum here, taking over on the live stream side of things. Thanks to Dylan Groves for all his work in the studio this season. I'm Harlan Hutchison. The final score here tonight from Hillcrest, 65-51. Marshfield with the win. We say goodnight from Springfield, Missouri.
West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, TLG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Parfour and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Car-Mart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.